Theatre Absolute is absolutely, funny enough, what it's all about. It's grassroots level of fabulous writing, fantastic, creative, inspirational way of working. Julian, Chris, I worked with them many, many years ago myself, and it was to this day actually one of my favourite and most most memorable jobs, because I don't think I can't imagine ever enjoying anything as much again, and being able to be so creative and having the time. Everything's so constrained now by money and finance and you know, pleasing several bosses and producers and people, and actually we forget that theatre and storytelling started in a really simple place, and Julia and Chris never forget that. Theatre absolutely don't forget that. They're inspirational.
Well, obviously money is on their minds as well. They lose their funding in April. How would you appeal to people to kind of come and support things like, you know, the shopfront?
Sadly, even Theatre Absolute have been hit by economics, and I would really deeply appeal to anybody, particularly the local people, because this is just such an incredible asset to your community, to your city. This is really, this is the sort of thing that is, well, it's cool. It's really cool. And it's the sort of thing that you'd want to be a part of if this was your city, and that you'd want to be proud to own, because it's not happening anywhere else. It's not happening in Manchester. It's not happening in London. It's happening here in Coventry. And it's going to be remembered. I think this will be infamous. You know, people will talk about the first shopfront theatres and where they started and originated and how they were created and how the craft was kept alive and real and brought to the streets, literally. You know, Dario Fo was doing it in football stadiums, and here they are in shopping arcades. I mean, literally.